Yesterday, when the New England Patriots played the Miami Dolphins, the game featured a play that had the Patriots chuckling, the Dolphins dumbstruck, and fans at home doubting what they saw. With 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Doug Flutie, the Patriots' backup quarterback, made an extra point with a drop kick, bouncing the ball off the ground and booting it through the uprights. Here's how the play was called by Gil Santos on ESPN.
Doug Flutie, way about 15 yards off the line of scrimmage, and going to kick it. And he drop kicks it up and through. How about that? Doug Flutie took the snap about 15 yards off the ball, and he drop kicked it through the uprights. When was the last time you saw that in the NFL?
Well, it was 64 years ago, to be precise. The last successful NFL drop kick was in 1941, 2 weeks after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. ESPN's Chris Berman plays a role in this story, and he joins us now. And, Chris, we're going to get to your part of this in just a second, but describe the scene when Doug Flutie made this drop kick yesterday.
Well, first of all, Melissa, Happy New Year to everybody. It was like a party. I mean, it, as you said, it hadn't been seen in 64 years in the NFL. It's from an era that our grandparents, not parents, parents, grandparents tell us about. I don't think anybody understood what was happening. The drop, 12, 14 yards back behind the line of scrimmage. Well, wait a minute, he's not going to pass the ball. And it was a bit of NFL history. It was a bit of a slice. It was kind of a game. It was a perfect game to do it. It may be Doug Flutie's last action, a New England hero here, up in playing in Foxborough. He's 43 years of age. He's played pro football 21 years. It adds to his lore, which is very deep. Bill Belichick, the coach of the Patriots, is very much a historian of the game. In addition to being a great coach and a Super Bowl coach, and his eyes widened when he knew that, found out that Doug Flutie could do these things. So it's not something that you normally would see, and as Belichick said, you won't see it for another 60 years, but it was great.
Well, here's how the Miami Herald described it this way. It's like allowing Shaquille O'Neal to attempt a free throw by heading the basketball soccer style just for laughs.
Well, it's like that because the drop kick was back in an era when the ball was much more round, much more like a soccer ball. They did it in the 20s and the 30s. But it's hard to get a true bounce off a ball that, well, you know what a football looks like. It's kind of bent, and you're on a bad field. It's wet or it's snowy. But Flutie drilled it. I mean, he was perfect.
Well, Chris, let's talk about your part in all of this. You planted the seed, as I understand it. You knew that Doug Flutie could do this.
Yeah, Doug used to play in Canada professionally, and Doug's a great athlete, of course. And then he came back to the NFL and the Buffalo Bills in the late 90s. And he had told me that, well, I'd like to be a guy that kicks a drop kick, Melissa, in the NFL. I mean, I don't know how long it's been since I've done it. And I would see him at practice sometimes at Buffalo. I'd go up there quite a bit. And I'd see him drop kicking from 40 yards. You can also kick a field goal this way if you wanted. And, okay, now that's 98, 99, whenever that is. And I happened to be up in New England about a month ago and mentioned it to Coach Belichick. I don't even know how we got on the subject. And he said, really, he can do that? And brought him in after practice, said, Doug, can you drop kick? And Doug said, I don't know, Coach. I haven't done it for a while. Well, maybe we'll try it for a couple of days and tell me what you got. And we kind of had cryptic messages back and forth. And I knew they practiced it a couple of times a couple of weeks ago, and it was two for two. Now, how are you going to get it into the game and how you're going to use it and why would you trot him on there? Everything had to be perfect. It was a game that, quote, didn't mean so much for New England. Their playoff berth was assured. Mm-hmm. And it was just perfect. And New Year's Day, New England, it was perfect. So, Bill Belichick forgot more football than I'll ever know. Doug Flutie's a part of the history of the game as well. That we could bring back old-time football, and I played a little role in it. It's kind of I'll chuckle about this for a long time. But they did it, not me.
And this could be Doug Flutie's swan song. This may have been his last regular season game.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots are in the playoffs, and something could happen to Tom Brady, heaven forbid, and then Doug Flutie could get in. But all things considered, that's right, Melissa. The Doug Flutie, who's had just a storied career from college on and even high school in the area in New England, in the Boston area, coming, quote, back home to put a period at the end of a beautiful sentence.
Chris Berman, thanks so much.
Happy New Year, Melissa.
Chris Berman of ESPN talking about New England quarterback Doug Flutie's historic drop kick in yesterday's game against Miami.